Both ends of City Hall are embroiled in a budget standoff as New York deals with the expected arrival of even more busloads of migrants.
WCBS's Steve Burns is with us from City Hall. So, Steve, what's the request from the mayor that's generating so much controversy?
This request from the mayor has to do with what's known as discretionary funding. Basically, this pot of money the city sets aside, $500 million, that city council members can dole out to the community, whether it's nonprofits, service providers, initiatives they feel are important. The mayor's request is basically that they give back half of that money to help pay for this migrant situation. Mayor Adams told me he's hearing council members all the time saying migrants should be given free phones, free Metro cards, all kinds of free services. But that money has to come from somewhere. He says the money should be coming from that pot of discretionary dollars. The budget's already passed, so he cannot make this move unilaterally. He can only request it, but he says that's the scope and scale of the problem now, and everyone should chip in.
All right, what are you hearing from the council side on all of this?
Well, here's the interesting thing. The mayor has managed to accomplish something that I think is somewhat rare, in that he's managed to anger pretty much all sides on this. We have Democrats, Republicans, moderates, the Women's Caucus, the Black, Latino, and Asian Caucus, the council speaker herself, all just slamming this proposal. I asked Speaker Adrienne Adams about it. She did not mince any words. She said this would be a, quote, direct attack on the health and well-being of our communities. She said the council will not stand for it. Her office put out a statement basically turning this back to the mayor, saying the reason that these nonprofits are so crucial in the first place is because the mayor is cutting city services left and right. So this does not bode well in terms of the relationship between the mayor and the council. They've had a few disagreements here and there over the last year, but this is the most vehement pushback and I think the most unified pushback we've seen so far.
The mayor's been begging for help from Washington regarding the migrant crisis. Is there any news on that front, Steve?
Yeah, there are some rumblings that the new spending package in Washington will include some help. We're hearing from folks in Senator Chuck Schumer's office, the majority leader, that the budget deal here does include about $800 million to reimburse cities. Apparently a substantial share of that will be going to New York. It's obviously not the only city dealing with this. Busloads of migrants have been sent to D.C. They've been sent to Chicago as well. This is not the $1 billion that Mayor Adams had been asking for, but it will put a dent in the city's losses. We know the mayor's been really ratcheting up the rhetoric on this front. Earlier in the week, he was talking about the impact this could have on the city if these tighter border controls are taken away. He said every service will be impacted: police, sanitation, education. He just said it's not fair to make cities bear the brunt of this crisis. Sounds like leaders in Washington might be hearing him.
All right, Steve, thank you. That's WCBS's Steve Burns at City Hall.